The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents JADCO and You.
Athlete support personnel make up an important part of the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission JADCO's target audience, and so the commission continues to ensure open and frequent dialogue is facilitated with individuals in this group. The flagship communication activity with members of this target audience is the annual JADCO Symposium. In this edition of JADCO and You, we present highlights of the 2016 Jamaica Anti-Doping Symposium. The most recent staging of the symposium was at the Jamaica Conference Center, JCC, on January 28, 2016, under the theme, Assessing the Impact of the 2015 World Anti-Doping Code. Members of sporting associations and federations, professional groups, school principals, physical education teachers, and other secondary and tertiary school representatives turned up at the symposium to discuss issues related to the World Anti-Doping Code. In 2015, there was also a strong focus on the code, and the decision to continue that dialogue was deliberate.
Focus 2 years in a row was necessary, we thought, because it's a new code, and so there are two additional anti-doping rule violations from the code of 2009. So we felt that it's very important that we reinforce what is necessary so persons understand and are clear, and if they were not clear, they would have the opportunity to ask questions so we could bring clarity.
Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown. Guest speaker at the symposium, President of the Jamaica Badminton Association, David Thomas, reinforced the need for athlete support personnel to work with the commission to ensure they are knowledgeable about the rules and are able to apply them to their sporting practices so they can avoid sanctions. He also spoke about the measures the Jamaica Badminton Association implemented to collaborate with JADCO throughout the course of the year.
We give JADCO access to all our events. We give them the whole calendar for the year. They can come and they can set up, they can educate, they can decide if they want to do testing. If it's an international event, international players are coming, they can test them, they can do whatever they want at those events. Because it's important to us that whoever steps on the court is not inspired by anything else but normal inspiration. So we ask them to do our own little symposiums in which we invite all the connected parties. We invite the coaches, we invite the players, we invite their parents, we invite just about anybody who is connected to the process.
This year's symposium also included presentations on the role and responsibilities of JADCO, the doping control process, as well as the importance of filing whereabouts information. The submission of whereabouts information is a critical responsibility of athletes who are in the registered testing pool, which is the group of top-level athletes who are subject to both in- and out-of-competition testing. Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown, led the afternoon session, an open-floor discussion which focused on the importance of filing whereabouts information and the consequences faced by athletes who are delinquent in submitting this information.
We want athlete support personnel to, as their names say, support their athletes in all their endeavors, and one of the critical things is filing whereabouts, because it is whereabouts information that gives us the data that we are able to go to do testing unannounced and again protect the integrity of the sport.
The participants at this year's symposium left with a wealth of information which they are eager to share. Here's President of the Jamaica Hockey Federation, Victor Tomlinson.
I will in always encourage all my athletes to attend, because doping is a very serious thing, and all our athletes have to be cognizant of what's happening.
And Director of the Jamaica Paralympic Association, Edmund Jones.
Whereabouts is something that makes the athlete accessible. It shows that the athlete is willing to be tested at any point in time, and this helps to remove some of the stigma that we have on our athletes, where we say that, you know, we can't find them or they are averse to being tested and so on.
And finally, lecturer at G.C. Foster College, Michael Daly.
I learned a lot about filing whereabouts information. I personally did not know that it was that serious a violation. And I also learned the different ways, the different methods that one can file your whereabouts.
For more on the work of JADCO, contact their office at 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10. Telephone 929-3500 or log on to www.jadco.gov.jm. This has been JADCO and You. Remember, you don't need dope to cope.
We don't need dope. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.